I was given the best food, and my father carved toys for me from the branches of the thorn tree. There was a stiff-legged doll, I remember, her hair plaited dried grass, a lion cub, and a zebra streaked with charcoal. Because of my birthmark, most of the other girls kept their distance, except poor lame Alua, with whom I played long, complicated games, the toys having many adventures in the dust below the thorn tree. It was a sad day for me when Alua caught the fever and died. The sickness rampaged through the village, taking half the population with it, my beautiful, beloved mother among them. My father railed against the gods, shaking his fist at the sky, until the elders persuaded him such blasphemy would not help the living or the dead. In his overwhelming grief, my father forgot about me, and for the first time in my life I was afraid. Despite their strong bodies, many of the hunters succumbed to the fever, and the village, even in its shrunken state, soon ran short of fresh meat. Then came the drought. The antelope migrated in search of water, and we were forced to slaughter the goats. When they had all gone, we began to starve. Many prayers were